listening to Recharged Radio.
Independent radio for independent music. From the oldest big city in the world, or so he claims. Broadcasting on rechargeradio.com and podcasting at the justinwayneshow.com. Can you guess? Yes, that's right, folks. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
That's absolutely right. Welcome to the show. It is Justin Wayne, of course. It is a Wednesday. It is live this evening. We've got lots of stuff this evening, of course. We've got Jacob Schlichter from Semisonic, the drummer. He wrote a book, So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star. We're going to talk to him in the second hour, as well as, of course, Alex from Discovery 2. That's Thursday. We've got that big gig, Discovery 2, down at the AAA in Kensington, on Kensington High Street. And also, big gig tonight, John Gomm and Matt Stevens is going to be happening. If you're not down there already, you should get down there. And if you don't, we'll play both of the brand new singles on the show this evening as well. As well as completely new stuff tonight, all brand new stuff. I've gotten through all of the stuff that was submitted over the last few months, and lots of great stuff. We're going to start out with let's start out with a brand new track from Matt Stevens. This is the title track of his new album. It's called Relic. It's right here on the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio. We'll be right back. Matt Stevens, just there. We'll play the John Gom track in a little while. They're both quite long, so I'll put some space in between them and some sirens, because we're in London. It's lovely. Hello to some of my new friends at uni. I'm doing electronic broadcasting. It's not a broadcasting course. It's an electronic publishing course, which podcasting is part of. And I suppose so is broadcasting, all sorts of other those fancy things. So hello to all of my my new colleagues at my master's course. And I would say this one comes out to you, but it doesn't, because it's, I don't know. This band is from Los Angeles. They're called Countless Thousands. And these guys, I heard them on, I get stuff through Music X-Ray. I don't know if you're a band on Music X-Ray. I receive submissions and listen to them through there. And it didn't sound right through there, and so I sort of thought, well, it sounds all right, but it didn't sound good enough to play on the radio. So I said to them, can you send me a better version of it or something? And they did. And Danger, who is the person who I was in contact with the band, sent me a really nice letter, really interesting email, which I probably should post on my submissions page, because if you ever want to get played, creative writing, it can help. But the band is called Countless Thousands, and I should say, sorry, let's go back to that for a minute. If you want to get played on a podcast or a radio show or anything, just send something memorable, or as Ariel Hyatt said last night at her talk, something, and not something like, you know, fantastically magical, but just something to remark about. So it was, certainly was, and is, and I have. So here's Countless Thousands. This song is called Too Close to Call, and I would have thought we're going to have them on the show, speaking to them from all the way over there in Los Angeles at some point very soon in the next couple of weeks. Right. Once again, Countless Thousands, The Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Time!
find us at rechargedradio.com. Music needs to be driven, not controlled.
Oh,
That is MJ Law. She said that she was not a lawyer. And I guess I would have... Would I have made that? You have to have a longer name to be a lawyer, I think, these days, don't you? Like four last names, I think. Or is that, there's more than one person involved in those. Yes. I have a friend that's a lawyer. I should ask her. right. Anyway, MJ Law, just then you also heard from Transmission Party back there. You're My Lighthouse, that Beatlesque sounding tune. He's from New York. He records all that stuff by himself, which is amazing. It does not sound like himself. It sounds like a band. There's videos online. If you search for Transmission Party, you can find his website, and you can find the videos where he's shows him recording all the different bits and pieces. It's really cool. So thanks to those guys for sending music. Another brand new track, John Gomm. This track is just released today. John Gomm. Find him now, or if the gig starts in about 10 minutes time if you're listening to the live show. So if you want to head down to After Midnight, or is that what it's called, the place? I posted it on my Facebook page, so you can check that out and head down there, and you should. It's only $5. Or listen to him now. This is called Passion Flower. He is an absolutely amazing guitar player. He plays an acoustic guitar in ways that acoustic guitars aren't normally played and perhaps should be. Right here, once again, Passion Flower, you get it now on the Justin Wayne Show.
what you grow into.
You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Every little angel is to work out how it's gonna get the best of you. Being honest sometimes means burning bridges, and some people don't like to know the truth. I'm one of those, but I won't pass out first and second time around. I'm one of those, but I won't collect my things and leave. Ain't that a beautiful day when you ain't got more? Ain't that a beautiful day when you ain't got warm? Ain't that a beautiful day when you ain't got warm? Ain't that a beautiful day when you ain't got warm? Apart from traffic noise, footfall's my only thing on my way to work. There like all gold somehow, betrayed and never shaken. Drifting like carbon fumes and illuminating echoes. Sold out of focused on the pain. Ain't that a beautiful day when you ain't got one? A beautiful day when you ain't got home. Ain't it a beautiful day when you ain't got home? Ain't it a beautiful day when you ain't got home? In my heart I can't. In my heart, I can't lose you. Feeling so new. Oh. Fall day when you ain't got home.
Jamie's trying to burp on air again. It's that's what happens when you broadcast from home here in the Justin Wayne Show. That was Russell Morgan. A song called Beautiful Day. That was submitted to me very recently as well via Music X-Ray. I like that. Actually, I do quite like that. It's quite nifty. And I'd have to say quite easy for me to respond in an effective way, I think. I think one of the things that I've been guilty of in the past, and that some other some people I think are probably worse at, probably don't give feedback at all. But I tend to sometimes have a bit of a gap between the submission and the feedback, where I think it should be closer, because then you can sort of tailor your promo campaign, or your if especially if you're doing it yourself, to, you know, maybe if you wanted to change something before you send it out to more people or something like that. So that Music X-Ray does help me can keep a more current, you know, and effective submissions. But you're always welcome to submit through the site as well, thejustinwayneshow.com/submit-music. I've been getting a lot of stuff through there in the last few months, and just recently, actually, in the last couple of days. So always welcome, always. And I listen to everything that's personally submitted by somebody. If you just say, we were just talking last night at Ariel. Ariel had a big speaking evening last night at the PRS house. It was really informative. And I have to thank Evil Genius Media for setting that up for us, and a bunch of other people who were there as well. Someone from Zimbalism, someone from Deezer, someone from Amazing Radio, which I suppose is Recharge Radio, one of Recharge Radio's quote-unquote competitors, and Jordan Rain, who is we've played on the show before. She was there as well, talking from an artist perspective. And of course, Ariel gave a really good speech. Good talk. Well, a speech. It was a talk about social media and its uses, and that you need to just, sometimes you do need to put a little elbow grease in and do things. Do things, artists. Do things. And have a plan. That was the other thing. Have a plan and do things to the plan, and you'll be head and shoulders above a lot of your other middle-class music compatriots and colleagues. Right. Well, speaking of panels and things, we had the Musicians Clinic a week and a half ago now, and it was quite successful, I have to say. I think we didn't get the artist turnout that we would have liked. We did have a few. We played some demos, and I've got two here to play for you that are ready for air. Part of the Musicians Clinic down there in Camden. If you don't know what the Musicians Clinic is, it's the Tour Dates Musicians Clinic. It gets people from the industry, of course, and listening to people's demos. And we do a few demos in the first half, and then the second half is always a featured talk. Last week was Matt Stevens, who's playing tonight, with John Gahm. Matt Stevens spoke to us along with good old, wow, why is Dean? Oh, sorry. Sorry, Dean. Dean from Raven Black Music, from Tour Dates, from lots of things. And Dean gave a really a really good sort of wake up and smell the coffee artists. You need to do some work yourself. Even if you get signed to a major label, you're still going to be doing a lot of the work yourself. So it is important to do that. And so big thanks to Dean and Matt for speaking this week on Forget the A&R Fairy. Start building your fan base yourself. I think the one thing we could take away from that speech and Ariel's talk last night was have a plan and do something. And find someone that will do it for you. That's the other thing you can do. So we're going to listen to two of the singles from two of the bands that were there at the Musicians Clinic. And this first band has their sheet together, as you might say. They're called Aquila, which is A-C-H-I-L-L-A. You can find them online quite easily. And you can hear them now. They're going to be on a supporting tour for a band whose name I cannot pronounce. This is a little one of our panelists commented on it that it is just sort of a medley pop song, or structured in that way, and that's absolutely fine. It's a great tune, and have a listen and see what you think. Here it's Aquila once again with Arashi on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio. That there is a band. Cool. Well, sorry about that. That there is a band called Neverstar, and they were also at the Musicians Clinic this past week. If you are interested in getting on the Musicians Clinic, if you're a band in and around London, or you want to come along for the talk of this month, which is 17th of October on a Monday evening, 6:30 p.m. at the Holly Arms in Camden. And we're going to be talking about legal stuff this week. Our resident music solicitor Leonard Lowy will be doing a talk and talk. What am I? Sound like a New Yorker? What the heck's that all about? A talk. I can't say it properly anymore. Leonard Lowy's going to be doing the talk in the second half. In the first half, we've got, I think we've got two or three bands that are already in for demos. But if you have a demo, there's a couple more slots left for you to have your demo played and then discussed by the panel, which includes PR, it includes managers, it includes publishers. We've got a big pool of different types of people that come each month, and I'm not quite sure who's going to be coming this month. Definitely Leonard will be there, who is their music solicitor, and generally almost every month is Mel, who runs Impressive PR down there in central London, and Andy Ross, who used to manage Blur and ran Food Records and now manages bands and still does things like that, of course, still in the music industry, as we all are. It's hard to get out once you're in. So yes, sign up, tudates.co.uk/musiciansclinic, and sign up, or just drop me an email, justin@rechargeradio.com. If you're not doing a demo, you just want to come along, let me know. I'll get you on the list. Right, let's see. The next track comes from a band who I've played quite often. One of my favorite songs. One of my favorite songs to make my wife cringe. It's called Pigfork. That's the song I used to play. But they've got a new album out now, and if I was a good radio DJ, I would have the name of it for you. It's called Decent People, and which I think they are not of that particular persuasion, but hey, what do you know? It's called Decent People, and before we play this track, I just want to say, coming up, of course, in the second half of the show is our interview with Jacob Schlichter of Semisonic. We're going to be speaking to him, as well as Alex KW of Discovery 2 Evening, which is tomorrow night. If you don't have your tickets yet, aaa.uk.net. Head over there now while you listen to this song. It's called McGinty's. Once again, the Imperial Rooster, which you can find there from New Mexico, from El Dorado. No, not from El Dorado. That's the city of gold, isn't it? L something. That's from New Mexico. It's Recharge Radio. It's Justin Wayne Show.
A until McKenzie's goes up in flames. Since old Farmer John had ever stepped foot in a bar, he worked all his life just to maintain that farm, and it hasn't left since they took it away. There's Bill with no teeth, he couldn't speak right, but he sure won't be going home with anyone tonight. Until McKenzie's goes up in flames. So let's soar around for the good ones that's past. Let's drown our sorrow in pain. So as long as we're here, we'll all drink till we die. Or till McKenzie's goes up in flames.
Once again, McGinty's by Imperial Rooster. Thanks to those guys for sending that along. I always enjoy their music. It's fun. I like people that don't take music too seriously sometimes. It's good. It's good to have that sort of balance. We got John Gomm, obviously takes music very seriously, plays amazing music. Matt Stevens as well. Amazing music. It's very serious music. I mean, I think Matt takes it. I bet John has a very good sense of humor about himself as well. I know Matt does. But certainly, so then something like Imperial Rooster, that's just having a good time. Music is also meant to just have a good time sometimes. Just want you to know that. I have a little bit of Justin Wayne Show news. If you're interested in this, we are going to do a little bit of a breakup with the show. No, I shouldn't say breakup. We're not breaking up. We're still here. We're breaking up the show. Because when I did start broadcasting around Recharge Radio almost 3 years ago now, I started doing two-hour shows, and then we split them in half. So we did, I had two parts of each show. Now, it's going to be even a little bit more different. So the first hour of the show is going to remain the podcast. If you're subscribed to the podcast now, you'll still get this show down your pipe every friggin' week. But we're going to also be chucking that down, that little specialty things, little interviews, little packaged interviews, the interviews that we do on the show in the second hour will be nice and packaged for you, as well as little features and things like this, like you'll hear in just a little bit, like the Discovery 2 feature, which we do once a month, and lots of other features that are going to be popping up very soon. I'm very excited about this. I hope you are as well. And if you have any issues, problems, want to high-five me or tell me I suck because I'm doing this, please do, please do so immediately and quickly at justin@rechargeradio.com. I would love to hear from you. We did a voting thing, and I had some votes through, and everyone voted. It was unanimous. I had a unanimous vote to go back to the one-hour show podcast, so that's what we're doing. And then we're going to do a little prepackaged other things. And the other thing about that is each of the podcasts is going to come out on the Wednesday following the live show. So this week's show, the podcast will come out next week. Those of you who follow the podcast religiously will know that right now I'm way behind, two shows behind on my podcasting. So we'll get caught up with that, and it's going to be a week after the live show. So if you want to hear everything happening live, you have to either wait a week for the podcast, or you come and listen live on a Wednesday night, 8 p.m., 3 Eastern. It's magical, the live show. I'm not kidding, it is. And I want to encourage you to come more to the live show, because things are going to happen now in the live show that you might not hear on a podcast or anything. But most of it will be in some packaged form in some way or another coming down the old pipe at ya. I'll send that out to Irk, because he got Irk of FM. His newsletter is called Down the Pipe. Down the pipes and into your ears. That's what he says. Last one. We'll send this out to Irk as well, because they're from Australia. They're called The Jefferson. This is called Tell Me Your Name. This is the end of the podcast. Next half of the show, live, and also podcasted. Well, that's really kind of confusing now. Is our chat with Alex of Discovery 2. And then Jacob Schlichter of Semisonic. We'll talk to you in a little while here on The Justin Wayne Show as Recharge Radio.
Studio@rechargedradio.com.
The best new independent music.